Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to Spirit Guidance with Shannon. We invite you to sit back and listen to how spirit guides and angels interact with us here on Earth. Would you like to ask a personal question? Please call 1-877-296-0345. Spirit Guide Interpreter Shannon Walbrin conducts individual sessions by phone. For more information, please go to www.spiritguidance.net.
This is Shannon with Spirit Guidance, and I'm here to help you get direct, specific, and detailed answers to your questions from your angels and guides. So I'm a Spirit Guide interpreter, and I'm looking forward to speaking with you directly, and the number to call is 1-877-296-0345. The theme of today's program is justice, and we're going to get to that in just a few minutes after we take our caller. Our first caller is named Kathy. Kathy, this is Shannon. Hi, how can I help?
Good morning. I am confused on what I'm supposed to be doing as far as a healer or card reader. And I'm trying to find a good teacher.
Well, it's interesting because they said that you have multiple modalities. So you have many practices, and you said healer, and they showed me you working with somebody on a table with your hands on them, like a Reiki practitioner. And they also said that you have some skills as a medical intuitive. So you could put your hand on, let's say, a leg, and then you could say, oh, this tendon has been stretched. So you can feel things with your hands. And in terms of a card reader, they said yes, but there's also the possibility, do you know that the old-fashioned look of a crystal ball was actually just somebody was holding a crystal and turning it in their hands, and then the little sparkles and the facets would remind them of something, and then they would get a picture in their mind. And so you can even just do straight readings with any kind of tool that you have. But in terms of a teacher, what they're telling me is they want your clients to be your teachers. So they want you to be very humble and talk to your clients and say, okay, this is what I'm picking up. Is that true? Does that work for you? Is that right? And the clients will say, well, kind of, but it's more like this. And so then you're going to be a counselor and you're going to be listening. And they said that people have already been coming to you for advice actually for a long time. And so now it's time for you to formalize that a little bit. And the way to formalize it is to set up one table in your house that you only use for this, not to eat on it, not to, you know, do anything else, not to write on it, just to use that table so that it can absorb all of the energy. And they want you to set up a practice right away. Don't charge very much until, you know, you've got a year's worth under your belt. But all of that feedback from your clients is going to be super helpful in shaping you in terms of which tools you want to use and how you can proceed forward. But you are very, very guided. I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We're taking calls now, and the number is 1-877-296-0345. And our next caller is called Carol. Carol, this is Shannon. Hi, how can I help?
Hi, Shannon. I just moved out of a romantic relationship, and I'm wondering if I made the right step.
You sure did, because the things that you were asking for were never getting met, and you kept reducing your expectations, lowering your expectations, and sometimes you would ask for something, and it still wouldn't get met. And really, there wasn't enough of an exchange going on there. So now what they're asking for you to do is to take a break completely and not see anybody for about 6 months' time. You have some guilt about abandoning that person, and what they're asking for you to do is to get over the guilt, because you didn't abandon that person. That person didn't show up. So neither of you were showing up to the... No, that's not true. He wasn't showing up to the relationship. You were showing up to the relationship. So it's not as if you're abandoning someone who wasn't there. Okay, do you get the message?
I guess, yeah.
Oh, are you feeling sad still that it's over?
Well, yes, I'm just unstable, and I'm just wanting some stability, I guess.
Okay, so in the stability, please do not go into another relationship in order to seek that stability. Rather, please take some time out for yourself and don't suffer from the guilt and get over your sadness and really take care of yourself. But please, please stay single for 6 months' time.
Okay.
Okay, take care of yourself now. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Okay, please do call in if you'd like to ask a question. Remember that the questions need to be specific, so it's should I or can I or will I, and they have to be I questions. They can't be should my daughter or should my sister. They have to be about I. And the number is 1-877-296-0345. And for South Africans, you would put a 00 in front of that. This show is called Spirit Guidance with Shannon, and today's theme is justice. So what do we do when the angels give us a situation and we don't know how to react and we are put in a position of deciding what to do and whether it is right or not? Is this the right thing to do? I get that question a lot. Is this the right thing to do? So I went to look for the word justice in the dictionary, and I found the word just, and it actually comes from an old, old root, J-U-S, which means law. And law comes from the word lag, which means to lay things down. So what is laid down or what is set down is what is known as the law. And what we, when we think of law, we often think of laws. Now, there are laws like there's a speed limit or you shouldn't talk on your cell phone when you're driving. But those are laws as in rules. We're not talking about laws as in rules. We're talking about the higher sense of law as in what brings balance to our lives. What is right? What is the right thing to do? It's actually a very slippery issue. And I was talking with Michelle Arbeau. She's a celebrity numerologist, and she's the one who's behind all of these shows on the Authentic You Network. And she and I were just discussing why the energies these days are feeling a bit woozy and wobbly, and it's because almost all of the planets today are in Pisces. Pisces, as you'll recall, is the fish. And the fish is swimming around. Fish actually don't have a lot of natural defense mechanisms. Of course, they have their teeth. But mostly they are slippery and they get out of a situation. Now, what I'm putting together here is that things these days feel a bit slippery. You might have people canceling appointments on you. You might have to readjust times and readjust. Remember, Mercury is still in retrograde until officially the 17th of March. And it'll still feel a little bit wiggly for a couple of days after that. But if you look at Pisces, you'll see that there are two fish that are joined together by a thread, and they're going in different directions. And if they were actually to swim, they would make a cycle, and they would create energy because they would be going round and round and round and round. What this has to do with law and justice is that law is never slippery. Law is when you feel stable and right and okay, and things are progressing in the way that they should be. Things are generating energy. Things are productive. Things are going for the good. So when you're thinking about law, I want you to also think about justice in terms of that statue with a blindfold on, and she's got scales, and the two things, just like the two fish, are trying to find a balance. Let's talk more about that in a moment, but we're going to go to the phones. And we've got Diane as our next caller. Diane, do you have a question for your angels?
Hi, I do today, Shannon. Thank you, first of all, for taking my call.
Yes.
You know, it's always about relationships. And there's a gentleman I'm really friendly with. And I'm wondering if he'll stay in my life. Or if it's just coming and going for the short time.
Okay,
as a
Ken,
friend.
I get it. I have two reverse questions back to you, which is, first of all, we cannot ask should he or can he or will he, but we can put it back into your hands because we're talking karmically about someone else's choices. So we could say, should I encourage him to stay in my life on a more regular basis? Or should I, you know, let him go or not care about it? Could you make it into an I question for me?
Yes. May I know if he should be in my life, to continue on in my life?
Yeah. And what the angels are suggesting is that this is a person who demands tons and tons of space and freedom and will act busy if you try to pursue in too much of a friendly way. And so they're saying that already the balance is getting a little bit out of balance, and he's going to start pushing you away and pretending that he's busy, even if he's not busy. So he's going to say, yes, I have plans, and you find out that he doesn't. But it's that he needs much, much, much more space, and you are much more of a close-knit kind of a person. So you guys aren't really that compatible, and they think that there are other people who are a better match for you. So should I encourage this person to stay in my life? Sure. But should I try to develop a closer relationship with this person? No, because you guys don't, you're not of the same, you're not cut from the same cloth. And so it would actually cause you heartbreak or stress, at least. So it's not recommended that you, you know, try to marry this person. Please don't.
Oh, I love that insight. It resonated. I love you. Thank you for sharing.
I love you, Diane. Call back next week. I love to talk to you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to go to more on the theme of justice, and we're going to get our messages for the week from the plant kingdom, from our angels, and from our archetype cards right after we go to this next caller, whose name is Tina. Hi, Tina. This is Shannon. How can I help?
Hi, Shannon. Good morning. I would like to know what you get from my friend Corey.
You know, Tina, I'm not hearing you. Could you please say the question again?
Hi. I would like to know what you get from my friend Corey. I'm not sure where he wants our friendship to go.
Okay, so you are, much like our last caller, asking a he question, and I need you to put it in the frame of an I. So you could ask the question, should I take our friendship to the next level? But we cannot know what somebody else's decisions or choices are going to be. So we can't ask a he question. Do you see what I'm trying to say?
Yes. Well, will Corey's friendship benefit my life?
Okay. Should I encourage my friendship with Corey? And will it, if I get to be stronger in my relationship with Corey, will it benefit my life? Tremendously. So, Tina, what they're telling me is he and you are strong in faith, and you are people who can grow together in terms of faith. They want you to talk about religion, talk about faith, talk about your belief in God, and bring up those things that we don't ordinarily talk about, like our stars and where we come from and where we're going and heaven. Because this is a person who can handle it. And so can you really be yourself with this person? Yes, you can. And to develop yourself and to develop your dreams are really a possibility with this person. So they are giving you a big, strong yes. How does that feel, Tina?
Oh, absolutely amazing. That is so true, because I do talk about religion with him, and I'm a minister.
Yeah,
so, yes, that is so true.
And you can. Please keep going. That is exactly where you should be taking this, to the next level.
Oh. Thank you.
Okay. God bless you, and please keep in touch.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. So our first message is going to be actually from the plant kingdom. I usually save the plant kingdom for last, but the plant kingdom has jumped the queue and is really at the front of the line today and insisted on being first. Whew, we're taking this reading. I'm already feeling tired. We're taking this reading from the South African Flower Essences book, and it says Marigold. Okay. Marigold the flower, what do you have to tell us today? Skepticism and aggression. Oh, that must be why I'm feeling tired. For those who are focused in the physical, dismissive of anything other than the provable scientific fact, logic, and deductive reasoning. For those who are materialistic and skeptical, who respond aggressively out of fear when presented with anything which goes beyond the five senses. They become argumentative and vitriolic. This essence of marigold stimulates the right brain function, lessening the emphasis on concrete proof, strengthening the intuition, and enhancing the qualities of communication and receptivity. I'm already feeling better. Are you feeling better? It is of assistance in opening to the possibility of other realities, in bringing in an awareness of other worlds beyond the limits of the logical mind to be explored. Okay, so I'm asking the angels as I'm reading this wonderful reading from our marigold friends. You know marigold, the little plant that you can see in the garden. It's a little orange and gold flower. It looks like a pom-pom. That flower is much more powerful than you might imagine. And what it's doing is balancing out the aggression that comes from too strong of a left brain. And the left brain, you know, we've talked about the left brain and the right brain before, especially in terms of finding balance. But I see why the guides are bringing us this reading today. It's because in justice, there is a scale, and the scale has a left side and a right side. And when it's really out of balance, it causes aggression. And, you know, when there's a lack of justice in the world, and I know that each of you can think about a story from the news lately where you have heard about injustice and it just really makes you upset and angry, it's because aggression has won over peace. That's where injustice takes its toll on us. And also you can say that allowing the realities of other worlds and other possibilities to come into our rational existence and to just be there and to help us. Our invisible helpers are waiting to assist us with every problem, can bring a sense of peace and can bring justice. So in the right brain, if you allow your imagination and your daydreams to create a reality that is a reality of peace and love, you act in a better way. You act in a more serious way and devoted way to align yourself to the highest good. Okay, we'll be talking more about this just after we take our next call, and this is from Johnny. Hey, Johnny, this is Shannon. How can I help?
Good morning, Shannon. How are you?
And I am terrific. Well. And yourself?
All is well. Shannon, I have a question for you in reference to me and my education. I'm kind of like struggling with class right now. And do you see me doing good with that, actually finishing? Because I should finish with by the end of this year if everything goes well.
You know, they're telling me that you have a different style of learning. You're actually very, very active. And when, you know, when kindergartners run around and they can play and they can learn and sing at the same time, then they can actually absorb the information. But you're being forced into a box where you're having to listen and having to take notes and having to learn things that is really separated from reality and not active at all. So what they're asking for you to do is to get some of your material taped on CD and to listen to it while you are exercising, because they tell me that you are somebody who likes to. Oh, what do you do, Johnny? Do you go for a run?
I like to walk. I just moved to a new area, so it's colder here than where I'm from. But, yeah, I usually do a lot of walking.
Yes, that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing you outside, and I'm seeing you really move around. Can you get some of your material? Can you ask if any of the study material is available for an iPod, and you can listen to it as you're walking? They're telling me that your learning style is called a kinetic learning style, K-I-N-E-T-I-C, kinetic. And that's somebody who moves and learns at the same time. But if you're sitting still, your brain really can't absorb the information. So you're going to finish, but they want you to apply what you've just heard, your kinetic learning style. So every time you're reading, they want you to walk around your house and read the book. They want you to get up and move around. They want you to kick your legs back and forth. They want you to sit on a Pilates ball while you're reading so that you're always bouncing, bouncing, bouncing. Okay?
Yes, yes, that is very strange, you know, that you tell me that, because when I do a lot of reading and stuff and try to understand information. I read so much of it, and then I get up and start walking around, as I call it digesting it. And
that is exactly right. If you can possibly even stand up while you're holding the book and rock back and forth and move from one side to another side, you're going to remember it about twice as much as you're already remembering it.
Okay, I got you. I really do appreciate you for that tip.
God bless you, Johnny, and really your guides and angels are with you all the time, and they do want you to succeed. Don't beat yourself up for not fitting into the school system. The school system is hard on people, and it really, really isn't easy if you're even slightly out of the beaten way. So please take care of yourself.
I appreciate you, and thank you.
Yeah, God bless. Bye-bye. The next reading that we're going to do is called The Daily Guidance from Your Angels, and that's, of course, from Doreen Virtue, Ph.D. Dr. Doreen Virtue, a wonderful, wonderful teacher for us. And, you know, we're working on the question of justice, spirit guidance with Shannon. I really want you to think about what this could mean. Okay, here it is, innocence. Oh, in innocence, there's a beautiful picture of an angel holding a baby, and that is really, really great. Beloved one, everyone is guiltless in truth. as no one can alter God's handiwork of perfection. Give us your feelings of heaviness so we can lighten your load. Give us any guilt, anger, or blame that may shroud your loving outlook. Enjoy the peace within your heart once more. Well, I feel like I hardly have to explain that one. The theme is justice, and they're telling us everyone, in truth, is actually guiltless because they're just trying their best. Of course, they're failing, and they're making mistakes, and they're using anger and hatred on our planet and on our plane. But as Michelle Arbeau, our numerologist and the boss behind Authentic You, was just telling me, the children in this next generation have been born without the numbers of the mind plane, which means that they will have much less of a struggle with these kinds of issues. It's 20 minutes after the hour. We're going to go until 5:30. So I'd like you to give us a call on 1-877-296-0345. I have some good news, you know. I have a United States phone number now. If you'd like to set up a session with me, you'll get a whole hour of these questions, and the cost of that session would be $100. Please contact me via my own website, which is spiritguidance.net. Our next caller is called Wendy. Hi, Wendy. This is Shannon. How can I help?
Hello. I have a question regarding my angel guides. I feel like I'm not able to connect, and I thought, do they have names? Can you help me in that direction?
I can, Wendy. So, Wendy, you have a team of 3 working with you right now, but there are 2 waiting in the wings to come on. And with me, guides usually identify by job rather than by name. You know, guides can have these crazy names like Ezekiel and Hazaba and
right.
all that stuff. But what I'm getting for you is it's very important for you to know the roles that these 3 guides are playing and then the roles that the 2 guides that are coming on want to join your team and what roles they want to play. So the first one is we're going to call this guide Diamond, and this person has been working with you in smoothing out your rough edges, particularly in social interactions. So they're saying that, Wendy, social interactions have been becoming easier and easier and easier for you. You're experiencing less embarrassment, less shame, less shyness, and you're actually able to meet new people in fresh ways like you have never before. And you're really experiencing them as authentic people who want to hear you and who want to listen to you and who are very supportive and open to you. And you're experiencing a new sensation of, I am okay and I can go into new situations without feeling, you know, weird. So that's one of them. And the second, pardon? You go ahead. What did you want to say?
That's spot on. That's spot on. Yes, thank you.
I'm very glad. The second one is represented by a steam train, and it is a steam engine, somebody who's barreling ahead, someone who has lots of energy, lots of force. And that is because, especially in your working world, you've been gaining momentum, and now you're ready to really roll. You're really going, and you're starting to pull more and more carriages, and you're starting to pull a heavier load, and you can, and you're taking responsibility. So that's working very well. The third one is a box, and it is to get you organized. And they're showing me clutter, and they're showing me lots of piles of things, and that one is still in process. So that one is you getting your material life organized and getting things, you know, put into boxes, literally and materially and metaphysically. So the 2 that want to come on are your maternal self wants to come on, and then there is one that wants to come on that is, it's a masculine energy, but it's more like a karate teacher. So those are still in the wings, and we have yet to discover what their roles will be for you. But that's your team of guides for today.
Okay, great. And how can I connect with them? Is it just a thought and an intention?
They can hear you just fine, but you're not hearing them. They're telling me you're not hearing them at all. So
exactly.
The
how do
yeah,
I can't.
I got your question. I understand. So their answer for you, this team of guides, is shouting at you really, really, really often and really loudly. Not yelling at you. I mean calling out your name and really shouting to you through your skin. So they are itching you and scratching you and poking you and trying to get you to notice things by working through your skin. Can you give that a thought? What that might mean to you?
It's interesting.
Wendy?
Yes, I think that's interesting. I nothing is coming. specifically. I do occasionally get a rash or, you know,
okay,
an itchiness.
Okay, well, very good. Yeah,
dryness.
No, I don't get a rash. So a rash is, this is a bad situation for you. A tingle means look at that place where it is tingling, like your hand. And usually left hand means no and right hand means yes. So you can sit quietly. But, okay, look, their method is not working. And so you guys have to decide a new method because they said that they've been trying to do this for a couple of years. So it is actually working. So I think that you should sit down and figure out a new method of working with them. What do you think about using a pendulum? Would you be open to trying that?
Oh, of course.
Okay, good. Sit down with the pendulum tonight and say, guides, lovingly, your system is not working, so I think we need to develop a new language here.
Terrific.
Brilliant. Okay, thank you for calling.
Thank
me.
You
Please
very
let us know
much.
How it goes.
God bless. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
So our last reading today is going to be from the Caroline Mace archetype cards. We've been working on the theme of justice and realizing that we are in a space of balance, but also in a space of Pisces, which can be slippery. So how can we hold on to what is true and good and right, and how can we feel that kind of stability? Well, one of the things that we've been given already is innocence and knowing about ourselves that our angels are ready to take away our feelings of heaviness, guilt, anger, or blame. We've also heard from the plant marigold that it's time for us to really let in the right side of the brain, not relying on the left side of the brain, which counts things, measures things, and also judges things, which is a part of justice, but the negative side of justice. Instead, we should go towards this next archetype. This is the archetype that they're giving us. Okay, it's king. King. The light attributes of a king are enlightened, benevolent leadership, benefiting those in your charge. And I do have to say that the king in this picture is holding the sun in one arm and the moon in another arm. Again, we're getting that symbol of balance and keeping things in balance. Night and day, light and dark, what we perceive as good, what we perceive as bad, happiness and sadness. A king is someone who, whether you're a woman or a man, has mastership over his own emotions and doesn't let himself get too swayed either way. He is a mature human being. He is someone who has come into his power and has been given domain over other people, certainly in his subjects, but also the land. And he makes good, wise decisions about what to do. The best kind of king is one who acts with justice, who is fair and equal and egalitarian. So we have 2 minutes left. If you'd like to take a call, if you'd like to make a call, please phone in on 1-877-296-0345. I would also like to remind you that I have a book called Guided. And if you'd like to get a hold of a copy, you can send me an email. My email is shannon@spiritguidance.net. And some of our calls, for example, from Wendy, were about how can I contact my spirit guides myself and how can I develop my spiritual gifts. That's what Carol was asking about earlier. These questions are very well answered in my book, Guided. So I really do invite you to have a look at it. So check my website, spiritguidance.net, and also do call me if you would like to set up your own one-hour session, because I would love to work with you in much greater detail and with much more personal information than what we can share on the radio. Otherwise, I look forward to speaking with you and to taking your calls next week, where we'll have a new theme. We have a new theme with our guides every week. And until then, thank you for tuning in to Authentic You Media, and this show is called Spirit Guidance with Shannon. Wrapping up now, I would just like to tell you, you are guided.
You are guided. Thank you for listening to Spirit Guidance with Shannon, broadcast every week on Authentic You Radio. Would you like to schedule a personal session? For more information about Shannon's work, please go to www.spiritguidance.net.